Today on Kids Corner, part two of Lost and Found. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Last time on Kids Corner.
We really need to talk, Granny. I quit. I've been working here lots and lots of Saturdays now, and I'm sick of it.
I do thank you for all of the cookies you have already baked.
Yeah, about that. Well, I want them. The kids around town are about to get a new hero. Oh, no!
In the world?
Oh, no!
What was that?
No!
It sounded like Granny.
Granny, are you all right?
Oh, my.
What's the matter?
Oh, dear me.
Granny, what's wrong?
What is it?
Myron, you in here? Whoa!
Grandpa? Grandpa!
Skink, you need to take a look inside of these bags.
Whoa. Liz, my friend, allow me to extend the warmest of welcomes to you and your cookies.
I think we have a prop.
Hey, how about some more cookies, Liz, old buddy?
You got it, Skink, old pal.
The bag's empty.
Oh.
And now the conclusion of Lost and Found.
Don't just stand there, minion. Get my buddy Skink a cookie.
That's what I'm trying to tell ya. I can't.
What do you mean you can't? You just reach into the bag and pull out a cookie. It's a simple procedure.
Not if there aren't any cookies in the bag.
What?
It's what I've been trying to tell you. The bag's empty.
Empty? How'd that happen?
By everybody eating all the cookies, that's how.
Uh-oh. Problem, Liz?
Huh? No problem. just a second, Skink. What are we gonna do, minion?
You're asking me? You're the boss. I'm just wondering how I'm gonna get paid.
Okay, all right. Don't panic. Just follow my lead.
Come on, Liz. Dish out the cookies already. We're starved.
Yeah, I just thought that maybe someone else could maybe, you know, take a turn. Maybe.
Take a turn?
Yeah. I've been providing all the cookies up to now, so I thought since we're all friends and everything, maybe somebody else could, provide?
Somebody else.
Yeah. That's only fair, right, Minion?
Oh, yes, fair, definitely fair. The ultimate in fairness, just dripping with ferocity.
Uh-huh, see?
Sure, and if fairness mattered around here, then that would be something we consider. But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't?
No, we don't care about fairness. We care about cookies. Now fork 'em over.
I can't.
Why not?
'Cause they're gone.
Gone?
Yep. zip, zilch, zero, nada, nothing left. Down the hatches, in the digestive tracts. Show 'em, minion.
See? Bag's empty. All gone.
All gone.
That's too bad.
Yeah. So, who's for another round at King of the Hill?
No, I meant that's too bad for you. Both of you.
But I'm just a minion.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Skink. Why? I mean, we've been having fun playing all these games, haven't we?
Don't be so dense, Lacerda. We only let you play in the games because you had cookies. No cookie, no gamey.
Aw, but Skink, old pal.
Hey, I was never your pal.
What?
Just your cookies, pal. And now that they're gone, so are you. Guys.
What do we do now, boss?
You remember when I said to follow my lead?
Yeah.
Now would be a good time to do that.
Get him, guys!
I thought I was Minion!
And now, just in time for the beach, sun, and summer break, download the Kids Corner Summer Fun Book right now at kidscorner.net. To download the Summer Fun Book and other KC activity books, simply go to kidscorner.net and click on Activities.
Meanwhile, Linda, Grandpa, Myron, and Granny had searched Granny's house through and through, but the ring was nowhere to be found.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I'm sorry, Granny. Oh.
Look, unlike Myron, a ring just can't walk away by itself.
That's right.
Are you saying somebody stole it?
Well, no, I'm just saying it has to be around here somewhere.
But we've looked everywhere.
Linda is right, Granny. Now think. You said after we left, you were on the porch looking for Liz. Is that all you did?
Well, no. I also finished a batch of cookies for the bazaar, the ones baking right now.
Yeah.
I needed to make up for the ones that Liz took.
Mm. Wait a minute. Did you make the cookie dough on the table?
Of course I did.
That's
why?
It.
Linda rushed to the stove, pulled out the cookies, and started breaking them apart.
Linda, what are you doing?
Have you gone crazy?
Don't you see? Oh, these are hot.
Of course they're hot. They just came out of the oven. And don't I see what?
When you made the dough, ouch, on the same table where you were polishing the rings, of course.
Granny started breaking the cookies apart.
Now you've both gone crazy.
Oh, no, Grandpa. Ouch. I covered the ring with dough. And now the ring is in one of my cookies. Ouch.
Oh.
Aha! Voila! One formerly lost ring, now found.
Looky there.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Thank you. Oh, thank you both.
You're welcome, but look at the time.
Oh, goodness me, the bazaar. Linda, we need to pack up the rest of these cookies and get them to church. Mm-hmm. Grandpa, can you bring my truck around?
Oh, sure thing.
Granny, can I ask you something?
As long as you keep packing while you do.
Well, I'm kind of confused.
And about what?
Well, earlier you said you were on the porch looking for Liz.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Why?
Simple, my dear. I was hoping Liz would have a change of heart and come back.
Well, there wasn't much hope of that, was there?
Oh, there's always hope, dear. Now, let's take these cookies out to the truck.
Back at the park, Skink and the others chased Liz and Maury all over the place, finally cornering them at the jungle gym.
Hey, wait, let go.
The iguanas grabbed them, picked them up, and carted them to the edge of a park.
A couple of minutes ago, you were all my friends.
That was a couple of minutes ago. What have you done for us lately?
I'd be happy to be your minion.
Maury!
I'm just saying.
Forget it, gentlemen. The old heave-ho, if you please.
No!
The iguanas hoisted Liz and Maury up and dumped them into a mud puddle.
Don't worry, Liz. Mud is good for your skin. Helps you become all purdy.
Why would you do this, Skink?
Because you're a nobody. And nobody likes a nobody. Come on, guys.
Oh, great. Just great. Thanks for a great Saturday, Liz.
Oh, Maury.
I told you I didn't want to come here. I begged you to go somewhere else, but you had to be the big shot. Now look where we ended up. Why did I listen to you?
3 cookies an hour?
Not anymore. Now all I have is no cookies, muddy clothes, and a bunch of kids laughing at me. And I owe it all to you. Thanks.
Well, you didn't have to come with me.
Oh, that makes it all better. You're right, I didn't. So I don't blame you entirely.
Oh, good.
Just mostly. I'm going home.
Aw, come on, Maury. Don't go. I'll make you more cookies. Then I can pay you.
I don't want your cookies, Liz.
They do. I'll give them more cookies and they'll like me. They'll all want me as their friend again.
No, they won't. Weren't you listening to Skink? You can't buy their friendship with cookies. And they aren't really your friends if it takes cookies to make them friends.
I've heard that before.
Well, you should have listened to it the first time. Then maybe you wouldn't be sitting here in the mud. See you around, Liz.
Oh, Maury, wait!
But Maury was gone. Liz sighed heavily, the laughter of the iguanas ringing in his ears.
I'm not a nobody. I just wanted to have fun.
Liz finally got up and walked away from the park, but he hadn't gone very far when he suddenly stopped.
Granny. It was Granny who first said that stuff about cookies not buying friends. She was right about everything. Oh, man, I treated her so badly. Maybe I am a nobody. I have to make it up to Granny. And there's only one way to do it.
The The bazaar was in full swing when Granny, Grandpa, and Linda got there. They quickly laid out their wares in their booth, and almost immediately the cookies started selling like hotcakes. Everyone was having a great time. Then they heard a small voice behind them.
Granny?
Liz!
What happened to you, boy? You're all covered with mud. You look terrible.
Long story.
Well, whatever it is, I'm sure it's not half as bad as what you deserve.
You're right. And so were you, Granny. Those kids weren't my friends. Granny, I am so sorry for the way I acted. I was rude and wrong. And I'd like to make it up to you. I'll work every Saturday from now on. I'll bake as many cookies as you want for the church bazaars. And I won't take a single one for myself.
Well, isn't that nice? You think after the way you acted, you can make all things better by waltzing in here and saying I'm sorry? Well, let me tell you something, Lizarardo Quintus Lacerda.
Oh, Linda, hush up.
Huh?
Liz, if you don't give me a big hug right this minute, I think I'm just gonna bust.
Oh, Granny, please forgive me.
It's all right, honey. Of course I forgive you. You don't have to come back and work with me if you don't want to. But if you do, you can make as many cookies for yourself as you want to.
Oh, Granny, I am so, so sorry.
Water under the bridge. It's all past and forgotten. But we could use your help here, but not with mud all over you. Let's get you cleaned up.
Okay.
Wait a minute. That's it?
Linda?
No, Grandpa. I can't believe this. Liz acts like a selfish little brat, treats all of us like dirt, inconveniences everyone, and all but takes money away from church charities, and just because he whispers a little sorry, everything is hunky-dory now? He deserves to be kicked out of here and never let back in.
Linda,
I mean it. If you want him to stay, then I'm leaving. I don't want to be in the same room with him.
Linda!
This is all my fault.
No, not all. You were just the trigger. This goes a bit deeper. You go on and wash up.
Yes, sir.
And I guess I should go talk with Linda.
Why don't you let me handle that? You need to stay with the booth.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll handle Linda. Linda?
I'm in here, Grandpa.
Ah, your old church school classroom. That's appropriate.
Why? I'm not the one who needs a lesson, Grandpa. Liz is.
Yeah. I and everyone else in the room pretty much gathered your feelings on the matter from that little display you put on out there.
Well, I think I had good reason to put on that little display, don't you?
Well?
Look, don't bother trying to get me to feel differently about Liz, Grandpa. I'm too mad at him.
Oh, I understand perfectly. In fact, I'd probably feel the same way if I were in your shoes.
Really?
Sure. Actually, what I really wanted to know is if you realize how fortunate you are.
Fortunate?
Yeah. You see, many people never get the chance to live out a parable, but you lived out three of them in one day.
What are you talking about?
I guess you don't remember the church school lessons I taught you in this room, huh?
Well, some of them.
How about the parables of the lost possessions? You remember them?
The lost possessions? Yeah, sure, I remember them. I think.
Hand me that Bible.
Here.
Matthew, Mark, Luke.
15. Okay.
Yeah, take a look.
The parables of the lost possessions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do they have to do with me?
Think about it. What's the first one?
The lost sheep.
Myron. We went out looking for him just like the shepherd did in the parable. What's next?
The lost coin.
Mm-hmm. Granny's ring. We searched her house high and low to find it, just like the woman in the parable did. And the last one.
The prodigal son. Liz?
Yep.
Well, I don't care. I still say Liz is a brat and shouldn't be allowed to come to the bazaar.
Makes sense. See, you're in the prodigal story, too.
I am?
Yeah.
Who am I?
Tell you what, why don't you take a look at the story on the video, and then you can tell me who you are.
Grandpa, I don't...
Just watch.
Do you ever wonder how God feels about the sinners who ask for his forgiveness? Listen to the story Jesus tells.
There was a man who had two sons. The younger son decided to speak to his father about his inheritance.
Father, may I talk to you?
Yes. What can I do for you?
Father, give me my share of the family property.
Hmm. You want your share of my property now?
Yes, Father, now.
So, the father divided his property between his two sons.
Thank you, Father. Now, I'm going to pack up everything that I have and move to a more exciting country. Goodbye.
So the younger son moved to another country and made some new friends.
Hey, look who's here.
Yeah. It's the rich kid.
Yep, that's me. I'm a rich kid since my father gave me my share of his property. What can I buy for you?
We need more food.
Yeah. And clothes.
Oh, yeah, we need more clothes.
Excellent. I will pay for everything.
The younger son wasted all of his money on wild living. He spent everything he had. Unfortunately for the younger son, at the same time he ran out of money, the whole country ran low on food. The son had to look for work to earn money in order to eat.
Please, farmer, I have no money. I haven't eaten. May I work for you for some food? I'll do anything.
Well, I do need someone to feed my pigs. Here, take this slop to the pig pens and feed my pigs.
Thank you, sir. I'll do it. I am so hungry I could almost eat this slop that the pigs are eating. What am I saying? I would eat the food pigs eat? How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food? But here I am dying of hunger. I know. I'll get up and go back to my father. I'll say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven. I have sinned against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired workers.
So, the young man got up and started traveling back to his father's house.
Who is that in the distance? Someone is coming down the road? Wait! I know who that is. It is my son! He's coming home! I will run to meet him. Oh, my son, it is you!
Father!
I am so happy to see you!
Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer fit to be called your son.
Nonsense!
Servants, come quickly! My son has returned home! Bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattest calf and kill it. Let's have a big dinner and celebrate! This son of mine was dead. Now, he's alive again. He was lost, and now he is found.
The older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing.
Servant, what's going on in my father's house?
Sir, your youngest brother has come home. Your father has killed the fattest calf. He has done this to celebrate that your brother is back, safe and sound.
The older brother became angry. He refused to go in. So his father came out to talk to him.
Father, look. All these years I've worked like a slave for you. I've always obeyed your orders. You never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But this son of yours wasted your money. Now he comes home, and you want to kill the fattest calf?
My son, you are always with me. Everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad. This brother of yours was dead. Now he is alive again. He was lost, and now he is found.
I tell you the truth. There is great joy in heaven over one sinner who turns away from sin. All of heaven celebrates when one of God's lost children is found.
Well?
Okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm the older brother.
That's right.
He was mad at his twerpy younger brother, just like I'm mad at Liz.
Very good.
But you know what, Grandpa?
What?
The older brother was right.
Yeah, I can see how you'd think so. A lot of people probably feel that way. I think that might be one reason why Jesus put both of the brothers in the story.
What do you mean?
Well, the way I see it, the two brothers represent two kinds of people. On the one hand, you have the prodigals.
Like Liz.
Right. They know that God doesn't want them to do bad things. But they do them anyway, only to discover that there's a very good reason why God didn't want them to behave badly in the first place. Hopefully, they come to their senses, like Liz did, and beg his forgiveness. And when they do, God forgives them.
Unfortunately.
Which brings us to the other hand, the older brothers.
Like me.
Mm-hmm. You've been faithful all your life, doing your very best to live right and obey God as best you can.
Right.
And when you see the prodigals being forgiven and accepted back into the fold, you hate it.
Absolutely.
But don't you understand that God loves all of his children? Just like the farmer loved the one sheep, and I loved the little chick. Just like the woman loved the coin, and Granny loved the ring.
But wait.
See? Older brothers sometimes don't realize that by not loving the prodigals like God loves them, they are committing a sin as bad in God's eyes as all of the sins that the prodigals commit.
What?
It's true. Sin is sin in God's eyes. One is just as bad as another. That's why Jesus came and died, to make it possible for all sins to be forgiven.
Wow.
I have to get back to the booth. But I want you to think about one last thing. I do believe you have a right to be mad because Liz bailed out on helping you and Granny with the cookies for the bazaar. But before you let your anger go too far, you need to consider this. In the story of the prodigal son, both sons sinned. But the story records that only one of the sons was forgiven, the one who asked for forgiveness.
The prodigal?
The prodigal. So even though you may have a right to be angry, you need to ask yourself, would you rather be right and angry or forgiving and forgiven?
Grandpa, Myron's eating another cookie.
It's just the rejects, Liz.
Well, I know, but it's his third one. That chicken really put him away.
Sure can.
You all have room for one more?
Of course we do, Linda. Come on back.
Come on.
Hi, Linda. Liz. Look, Linda, I'm really sorry for all the trouble I've caused.
Well, you should be. But what are little brothers for if not to cause trouble?
Does that mean you forgive me?
Well, I'm still pretty mad at you. But yeah, I forgive you, Squirt.
Thanks, Linda.
I'm glad you've had a change of heart, dear.
Well, I guess I just realized I'd rather be forgiven, too.
Good for you, Linda.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
I'll explain later.
Okay.
Right now, we have cookies to sell.
Yeah!
If Myron hasn't eaten them all, that is.
I think both Liz and Linda learned some very valuable lessons today. Liz learned that when we do wrong, God will forgive us when we ask him to, just like Granny forgave Liz and the father forgave his prodigal son. Linda learned that God wants us to love sinners, not look down our noses at them. If we don't love the prodigals like God does, then we're sinning too. But the most important lesson of all is that God loves his children so much that it breaks his heart when even just one of them is lost. Just like Grandpa with his lost chick, and Granny with her lost ring, and Granny with Liz when he bailed out on their cookie-making project. God loves us so much that he wants us to always be with him. And when we aren't, when we wander away from him or do what's wrong, God will do whatever it takes to find us and make us come back to him. I'm glad that God loves me that much, aren't you? Why don't you tell God thank you for his love today?
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
KidsCorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Phil Lawler. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.